Welcome to Next Day Prep, what we are watching tomorrow. So today's market, kinda choppy, right?
Yeah, real wishy-washy. Up, down, all around. Classic pre-big event jitters.
Exactly. Earnings, economic data, a whole lot to unpack this week. Over 160 S&P 500 companies reporting. Microsoft, Meta, Apple, Amazon, the big guns.
Plus that Q1 GDP report, not to mention the jobs data. Makes sense, people are holding their breath.
Definitely. And that wait-and-see attitude played out in the sectors, too. Nothing dramatic. Utilities, real estate, those rate-sensitive guys edged up a bit. Tech, well, not so much.
Megacaps dragging it down, huh? NASDAQ couldn't quite claw its way into positive territory.
Right, though the S&P and Dow managed to squeak out gains. Small, but hey, a win's a win, yeah?
For now. But man, those year-to-date numbers are still rough. Russell 2000 almost minus 12%. Ouch.
Yeah, small caps getting hammered. But let's talk Tuesday. We've got trade data, retail inventories, housing prices.
And consumer confidence. That's a big one. Could really set the tone.
Absolutely. Oh, and before we forget, that InMode story. Brutal.
INMD? Yeah, I saw that. Missed earnings badly. Sluggish U.S. demand, apparently. That razor and blade model isn't so sharp when people aren't buying the blades. Or the razors, for that matter.
It's tough out there for elective procedures. People pinching pennies. But strong international growth might be their saving grace. Europe, especially. And those new devices, Optimus Max, Ignite RF, could be game changers.
Maybe. But tariffs are a real headwind. Squeezing margins, hitting profits, not a good combo. Long term, the minimally invasive trend is in their favor, sure. But short term, headwinds, man. Headwinds.
Wow, so much happening. Where do we even begin? INMD tanking, Opera soaring, it's a real mixed bag out there.
Yeah, definitely a lot to digest. That InMo drop is brutal, but I'm not entirely surprised. Elective procedures, tough market right now.
For sure, people are watching their wallets. But Opera, 40% revenue growth, that's impressive.
Really is. And raising guidance, they're bucking the trend, that's for sure. Must be doing something right.
Absolutely. And then you have these broader market forces at play. Tariffs, trade deals, the whole geopolitical landscape is adding to the uncertainty.
No kidding. Consumer confidence is key here. If people are worried about the economy, they're less likely to splurge on, well, anything really. From razors to Domino's.
Speaking of which, Domino's missed on revenue. Not a good sign. And those VinFast numbers, while impressive year over year, are still a small piece of the overall EV puzzle.
True. And let's not forget the banking sector. Midland States Bancorp restating financials, never a good look. Makes investors nervous.
Definitely adds to the overall jitters. And with Treasury expecting to borrow over $500 billion, that's going to impact the market too. Interest rates, inflation, it's all connected.
It is. A lot of moving parts. And then there's the political drama. Trump's approval rating down, midterm elections looming, it all adds to the mix. Buckle up, Buttercup. It's going to be a bumpy ride.
Whoa, that's a lot to unpack. Everything from big pharma to electric scooters. Where do we even begin?
Well, that Merck news about Keytruda is pretty significant. Improved event-free survival in head and neck cancer? That's a big deal for patients and for Merck's bottom line.
Definitely. And Johnson & Johnson also making waves in oncology with positive data on TAR-200 for bladder cancer. Seeing a theme here?
Yeah, cancer treatment advancements are a hot area. And speaking of hot, that NVIDIA news. Developing an AI chip to rival their own? Bold move.
It is. An Oracle deploying thousands of NVIDIA GPUs? Sounds like someone's betting big on AI. Wonder how that'll impact the chip shortage narrative.
Good question. Meanwhile, Coherus, with promising data on head and neck cancer treatment. Another one to watch in that space.
Absolutely. And then you have these broader market forces at play. Harley-Davidson facing shareholder pressure. NIO's battery expansion stalling in Europe. It's a mixed bag.
It is. Speaking of mixed bags, PDD seeing price hikes due to tariffs, ouch. But then you have Plug Power securing a massive credit facility. Talk about a roller coaster.
For real. And let's not forget the smaller players. Eaton Pharmaceuticals submitting an NDA, Krystal Biotech getting European approval. These are important milestones.
They are. Shows that innovation is happening across the board, even electric scooters. NIU unveiling new models. Gotta stay ahead of the curve, right?
Wow, lots of moving pieces in the market today. Where do we even start?
Well, that Regeneron news is big. EU approval for Linezyfic, that's gonna move the needle. Reagan definitely one to watch.
For sure. And speaking of big moves, Sabre selling its hospitality solutions unit for $1.1 billion. That's a significant chunk of change. Wonder what they'll do with that cash.
Acquisitions, share buybacks, who knows, but it'll be interesting to see. Definitely keeps things interesting for Sabre investors.
Absolutely. And on the M&A front, Sapien's acquiring Advantage Go, commercial insurance software, not exactly flashy, but a solid strategic move.
Yeah, under the radar, but could pay off big time. Consolidation in that space is inevitable.
True. Now, this Scholar Rock shakeup, new CEO, new CFO, and a new COO, that's a lot of change all at once. Makes you wonder what's going on behind the scenes.
Yeah, something's brewing there. Sesarg definitely on my watch list now.
Mine too. And then you have these smaller biotech plays making waves. Protara with positive interim results in bladder cancer. Puma with neratinib data. Oncology is hot right now.
It is. And Senti Bio with promising data in leukemia. Lots of innovation in that space. Gotta keep an eye on these smaller players. Sometimes they're the ones that deliver the biggest returns.
No doubt. Oh, and this Sony news, spinning off their semiconductor unit, following Dan Loeb's playbook, huh? Interesting.
Very. Sony doubling down on entertainment. Makes sense, given the streaming wars and all that. But semiconductors are crucial these days. Bold move.
Whoa, lots to cover today. VZLA's upping their at-the-market offering. Webull Canada's adding options. Where do we even begin?
Well, that XAI news is pretty eye-catching. 20 billion? That's a serious chunk of change. Someone's betting big on Musk's new venture.
Yeah, 20 billion. If that goes through, wow. And speaking of big numbers, those upgrades, Aon, Boeing, Zscaler, some heavy hitters getting some love.
Definitely. Bernstein's bullish on Boeing. Piper Sandler likes Aon. A lot of institutional interest there. And that Zscaler upgrade, TGT $260? Someone thinks cybersecurity's still got legs.
For sure. Though, not everyone's feeling the love. Avantor getting hit with multiple downgrades. Ouch. What's the story there?
Yeah, Morgan Stanley, Stifel, TD Cowen, all downgrading. Something's up. And Biogen, Chipotle, Coinbase also getting knocked down a peg. Rough day for those guys.
It is. But hey, there's always a flip side. All those initiations. Akebia, American Healthcare REIT, Brunswick, lots of analysts chiming in on some interesting names.
Yeah, and some big price targets too. Verona Pharma at $100, someone's feeling optimistic. And that VinFast reinitiation, TGT 550. After that wild ride, who knows where it'll go next.
Whoa, that's a packed week for earnings. Looks like Tuesday's pre-market is going to be especially busy.
Yeah, absolutely. Tons of companies reporting. Everything from AOS to ZBRA. Gonna be a lot to digest before the opening bell.
Definitely. And after the bell too, AKR, ACGL, all the way to WSBC. Makes you wonder how much actual trading gets done during the day, huh?
Right? It's like everyone's waiting for the numbers to drop. But hey, that volatility creates opportunity, yeah?
True. True. And speaking of opportunities, that consumer confidence number on Tuesday, that could be a big market mover.
Oh, for sure. If it comes in below expectations, watch out. Could trigger a sell-off, especially with everyone already on edge.
No kidding. And those housing price indexes, too. We'll see if the housing market is actually cooling down. A lot riding on that data.
Yeah. The market's sensitive to anything housing-related these days. Good news, bad news, it all matters. And don't forget those retail and wholesale inventories. Could give us a glimpse into consumer spending.
Absolutely. Lots of data points to watch. Almost makes those earnings reports seem secondary. Almost.
Ha! Well, they're still important. Regn, Argen, RCL. Some big names reporting Tuesday. Gotta see how they performed.
Right? And those SPY and QQQ analyses. Interesting to see that upward trend, even if it's minor. And that volume spike could be a sign of accumulation, like they said.
Yeah, could be. But that 552.28 resistance level, that's key. If SPY can break through that, then things could get interesting. But if not, well, we might see another dip.
Whoa, lots to unpack here. VXX, it's a real data deluge.
Yeah, but it paints a pretty clear picture, right? Cautious optimism seems to be the theme. That late-day volume spike in QQQ is interesting. Suggests some buying interest, but we need to see follow-through.
Definitely. And those key levels you mentioned, 552.28 for SPY, 473.73 for QQ, those are the ones to watch. A break above could signal a real move.
Exactly. Gotta see if those levels hold. And VXX down to 63.98, that's a good sign. Low volatility usually means bulls are in charge.
For now, at least. But things can change quickly, right? What about those sector rotations? XLK and XLY looking strong, but XLS and XLI picking up volume. What's the story there?
Well, it seems like some money's rotating out of tech and into more traditional industries. Profit-taking, maybe? Or just a rebalancing? Hard to say for sure.
True. And those bullish and bearish scenarios, pretty standard stuff, yeah? Good news, prices go up. Bad news, prices go down. The million-dollar question is, which way will the news break?
Ha, exactly. But hey, that's what makes the market so exciting, right? Never a dull moment. And those WaveWriter AI calls, SIK for continuation, Sound for anticipation, interesting picks.
Yeah, definitely worth keeping an eye on. Though I'm a little skeptical of that primary indicator bearish signal. Everything else seems bullish.
I hear you. But sometimes it pays to be cautious, especially when the market's this volatile. Better safe than sorry, right?
Whoa, lots of action in biotech and tech, huh? SLRX, IMNM, those biotechs are really jumpy, big volume, big swings. Sounds like speculators are having a field day.
Yeah, definitely some heightened activity there. Gotta be careful with those, though. Easy to get burned if you're not paying attention. But tech, that's a different story. TRI, for example, looking pretty solid, upward momentum, sustained volume, that's what you want to see.
Right? Stability in tech is always reassuring, especially when biotech's going wild. What about those broader trends you mentioned? Biotech consolidation, tech inclines, what's the story there?
Well, with biotech, that consolidation could be setting up for some big breakouts. You know, could be a coiled spring ready to pop. And tech, those steady inclines, could be underlying sector strength, corporate actions, who knows? But it's a good sign.
I see, interesting. So which tickers are you keeping an eye on? Any specific predictions?
Well, based on this analysis, TRI, Tyra, and Rain are looking promising, all showing strong upward potential. TRI especially with that stable volume increase, real sign of investor confidence.
Okay, let's break those down one by one. TRI first. What are the key levels and price targets?
Sure. For TRI, support levels are 181.70, 181.50, and 180.80. Resistance at 182.60, 183.0, and 184.50. Expecting it to test 182.60, then 183.0 in the next few sessions. Targets 183. Entry around 181.70 or on pullbacks. Stop loss near 181.50.
Got it. Pretty tight stop. What about Tyra?
Tyra's showing some serious momentum. Support at 10.20, 10.15, and 10 toward. Resistance at 10.35, 10.50, and 10.80. If the market stays positive, we could see it push to 10.35, maybe even 10.50. Targets 10.50. Entry near 10.15 on bounces. Stop at 10.00.
Okay, so another momentum play. And lastly, Rain?
Rain's the most interesting one, I think. That breakout past 3.00 with the huge volume, that's a big deal. Support at 3.21, 3.00, and 2.90. Resistance at 3.33, 3.50, and 3.80. I think it could hit 333, maybe even 350 pretty quickly. Targets 350. Entry on retracements to 321 or even 30. Stop at 290.
Wow, so all three are momentum plays, huh? Seems a bit risky, especially with the market being so volatile. What if things turn south?
Well, that's why we have stop losses, right? Gotta manage the risk. But these setups look pretty solid. Strong momentum, clear levels, I like the odds. But yeah, always got to be prepared for the unexpected. That's the market for you. Never a dull moment.
Whoa, lots of info here. So we've got a mix of market analysis, sector trends, and some specific trade setups. Where do we even begin?
Well, that WaveWriter AI call is pretty interesting, focusing on ADBE, MSFT, AMZN, and NVDA for upward movement in the next few days. Bullish on tech, it seems.
Yeah, and they're backing it up with some pretty detailed analysis. Support levels, resistance levels, price targets, the whole nine yards. Pretty comprehensive.
Definitely. And I like that they're not just saying buy everything. They're acknowledging the need for risk management, especially in these volatile times.
True. That 208 stop loss on, wait, which ticker was that for? I lost track.
Looks like that 208 stop loss might be a general guideline or maybe related to the unnamed ticker with the 209.80 entry point. Not entirely clear from this snippet. We'd need more context.
Okay, yeah, fair enough. but overall the setups seem pretty straightforward. Buy near support, target resistance. Classic strategy.
Yeah, but they're also looking at the bigger picture. Sector rotation, overall market sentiment. It's not just about individual tickers. They're connecting the dots, which is good.
Right? That analysis of the tech, energy, healthcare, financial, and consumer discretionary sectors, that provides some valuable context, helps to see where the money's flowing.
Absolutely. And those specific stock analyses, ADBE, MSFT, AMZN, NVDA, they're not just throwing darts. They've got specific entry points, stop losses, and price targets. Makes it actionable.
For sure. Though I'm a little surprised they're not mentioning anything about the broader market conditions. You know, interest rates, inflation, all that stuff.
Yeah, that's a fair point. Maybe they're assuming that's already factored into the analysis, or maybe they'll cover it later. Who knows?
True. But overall, I like what I'm seeing. Solid analysis, clear setups, and a focus on risk management. Definitely worth considering.
Agreed. Always good to have a plan, right? And this gives traders something concrete to work with. Now, whether those predictions pan out, well, that's the million-dollar question. Isn't it always?
Ha, it is. Well, on that note, that's all the time we have for today. Thanks for joining us on Next Day Prep, and we'll see you tomorrow with another market breakdown. Until then, happy trading, everyone.
Take care, everyone. And remember, do your own research, manage your risk, and never stop learning. See you next time.